My first day as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
I am cold. Just a bit of cold.
Carpe diem. That seize the day.
It is Kyle and Rachel Radio Now 100.9. I feel like Robin Williams did that every single day of his life.
Mm-hmm. Making, laugh.
Making people laugh, or the dramatic roles that he did. Kind of a somber Tuesday. Cannot believe this news that we all got last night. Obviously, all over Twitter, social media today. My girlfriend Sarah called me last night with the news, and I was absolutely shocked. I had not heard this yet. I was too busy trying to sign up for a new Netflix account.
Right.
Sarah called.
Nice.
And then told me the news, and it's just it's so shocking because it's Robin Williams.
Right.
It's Robin Williams. He's been in our lives for decades.
But you think he's so happy because he's a comic and he's always laughing, so people just assumed that everything was right in his world, and you just learned that it wasn't, you know, that even though he was making us laugh, he was fighting his own battle within himself. It's just so tragic.
Yeah, and I think everybody has a Robin Williams memory, whether it's Mrs. Doubtfire, still one of the greatest movies ever, Patch Adams, Jumanji, which I'm disappointed I still have not seen Jumanji yet.
You need to. In his honor, you need to watch Jumanji.
Maybe today is the day.
Using your new Netflix account.
Yes, and then, of course, his stand-up. I mean, absolutely hilarious. I mean, that's what he was known for. But if you want to chime in on anything, maybe as a favorite movie, maybe as a moment, maybe it's just you want to talk about Robin Williams and what happened, phone line's open, 239-1009 right now. But it's just scary, and we were talking about this earlier. Excuse me. It's just important to make sure that if you're in a tough spot in your life right now, that it's okay to reach out. I know a lot of times people are fearful and scared to do that, and they feel like, man, maybe I feel like, you know, a fool doing this and that sort of thing. But don't feel like that. If you're in a tough spot, go seek those people because that's what they're here for. And there's obviously, you know, confidential hotlines that you can call and that sort of thing. So if you need help, reach out and seriously get it so we don't hear of stuff like this.
Right. There are so many resources at people's disposal. And I think a lot of times people are afraid of being judged because there is kind of a stigma against, you know, depression, mental illness. And, you know, they say a lot of times, I don't want to be called crazy. I don't want to be judged. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, sometimes they'll make an excuse of, you know, treatment is expensive, seeing a therapist. But there are options that, you know, you don't have to pay. I mean, you can find these organizations that can help you get what you need because your life is so important. You know, that it's a noble thing to look inside yourself and realize something is off and I need something that goes beyond myself to get better.
You made a very good point, Rachel. Robin Williams, I mean, you can tell how much he touched everybody's lives because we're looking over the TV. That's been all over TV today. It's all over social media, Facebook, all that good stuff. So if you want to reach out to us right now and talk about whatever's on your mind with this Robin Williams story, more than welcome to 239-1009. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.